One of the primary goals of All Out Coach is to inspire you to transcend the differences between you and other people, to cross over those borders, and also to extend the boundaries of your roles and responsibilities. In this episode, I talk about one holiday that has crossed over those national borders and has all the characteristics in order to make it a global and universal holiday, and that is Thanksgiving. As we near the end of the year, we celebrate many holidays at different dates across the globe, and it's important for us to reflect on what they mean to us. Certain holidays, such as Thanksgiving, which we celebrated this week here in the United States, they cross over the national boundaries, borders, and they cross over their intended design or population of people to become mainstream and universal. While many holidays are memorable and a joy to celebrate, they separate us from different groups of people or populations with whom particular holidays are associated. Yet, Thanksgiving, more than its popularity, has three particular characteristics. Number one, has the ability to connect a maximal amount of people rather than separate them because of its message. Number two, to uplift, to inspire a call to action, or to remember a particular event in history. And number three, to carry an important meaning of hope or future transformation because of its spirit of gratitude and acknowledgement. Because we need to remember the people who are by our side, who are next to us during the pandemic, across different countries, whether or not they can be with us physically or they can't. The people that support us unconditionally are the ones for whom we have to be grateful for during Thanksgiving as well as post-Thanksgiving, which is why I'm publishing this episode a few days after having celebrated this important holiday. After New Year's Day, for me, Thanksgiving is my next most favorite holiday, which I believe connects family, friends, and cultures across different borders or groups. So I want to share with you a musical message that was important for me to send to others informally. My colleagues at work, my friends, at the height of the pandemic in April of last year, which I reshared once again during Thanksgiving to help inspire others to remember the who, remember the people who are next to them in their life, no matter how difficult it may be, how impatient they may be to go outside of the social isolation that the pandemic placed them in and the quarantine. It was important to withstand and to support each other in those four walls. And this is why that one snapshot in time, I think, is important for me to share once again as we express our gratitude to each other during Thanksgiving, throughout the year, across many different holidays, universally, as one society. So in this musical message, you'll hear me singing, yes, singing, but I'm not changing my career. But it was taking myself outside of my regular comfort zone and sharing something that was personal that forced me to reflect and hopefully inspire others and lift others as well. It's a famous song, an Italian song called E se domani, and if tomorrow. I translated as well after singing part of it in Italian in order to spread the message that was important once again. And so in this episode, you'll hear that snapshot in time. Hopefully you appreciate it and let me know what you think about it. Okay, thank you very much for believing in All Out Coach, for following me, for subscribing to my podcast, to my YouTube channel, my friends, and I hope that you have a great, great rest of the year before 2022. I dedicate this song to all the people that we love by our side during this quarantine, as well as others who unfortunately can't be with us. E se domani io non potessi rivedere te,
mettiamo il caso che ti sentissi stanca di me. Quello che basta ad altra gente non mi darà. Ombra della perduta felicità. E se domani sottolineo sé all'improvviso perdessi te, avrei perduto il mondo intero, non solo te. And now I'll translate in English. If tomorrow I were to lose you, and if tomorrow you would suddenly grow tired of me, then that which would be enough for others would not be enough for me. It could not replace the happiness that I would have lost. So if tomorrow, and I underline tomorrow, I were to lose you, then I would lose the entire world, not only you. E se domani sottolineo sé all'improvviso perdessi te, avrei perduto il mondo intero, non solo te. Let's be grateful for the people who are by our side, who are next to us, whom we love.